Hi friends, so this is a bonus audio and I will talk a bit about the three most common mistakes I saw during the first 2 days of the challenge. Okay, number one, in der Nähe von. In English we have the short word near, but German makes it a little complicated. In der Nähe von is followed by a name. Potsdam liegt in der Nähe von Berlin. Ich wohne in der Nähe von München. However, when we want to say near my house or near the city of Munich, we use in der Nähe with a direct genitive case. In der Nähe meines Hauses, in der Nähe der Stadt München. That's correct German grammar, and that's the way I would always write it. But in the spoken language, the genitive case is often replaced by von and dative. The genitive case represents possession. The preposition von does the same. So you will hear in der Nähe von meinem Haus, in der Nähe von der Stadt München. I will repeat all the examples. Potsdam liegt in der Nähe von Berlin. Ich wohne in der Nähe von München. In der Nähe meines Hauses gibt es einen Supermarkt, oder? In der Nähe von meinem Haus gibt es einen Supermarkt. In der Nähe der Stadt München gibt es schöne Natur, oder? In der Nähe von der Stadt München gibt es schöne Natur. Problem number two was the difference between zurückgehen and zurückkommen. Olivia wollte zum Airbnb zurückgehen. Let's imagine Olivia is not alone and she didn't forget her mobile phone and her friend calls her. The friend would ask, wann kommst du zum Airbnb zurück? And Olivia would answer, ich komme in einer Stunde zurück. The verb gehen with its different prefixes is used when it's just you and you want to go somewhere, or a group of people who do something together. They want to go somewhere together. The verb kommen is used when two people or two groups of people are involved. You go somewhere to meet someone. Let me give you more examples. Wo bist du? Im Café Kranzler. Okay, ich komme dorthin. Warte auf mich. So, we have two people. Someone is at the cafe and the other person wants to go there. She wants to come. She asks the person, I will go there, I will come. Second example. Im Café Kranzler gibt es leckeren Kaffee. Ich gehe morgen dorthin. Here it's just me. I want to go to the Café Kranzler. Nobody else is involved. Wenn wir jetzt nicht zurückgehen, kommen wir zu spät zum Abendessen. So, here we have a group of people and they're going to have dinner, but the second group or another person is not mentioned. So, therefore, it's just zurückgehen. The second sentence. Es ist schon 18 Uhr. Meinst du, Lisa und Jenny kommen zum Abendessen zurück? So, here we have two groups again, or two pairs. Lisa and Jenny, they are not here. And the other person or persons are wondering if they will come back for dinner. Last one. Ich weiß, dass du nicht gern auf Partys gehst, aber du kommst zu meiner Party. Nicht wahr? So first, the general statement, you don't like going to parties, but you will come to my party. I think normally it's pretty similar to English. For me, in Spanish, it's more confusing, the difference between ir and venir. Okay, I hope this helped. The last problem was the verb lassen, its meanings or one meaning, and how it differs from verlassen. The verb lassen has several meanings or functions. In the short story, Olivia left her mobile phone at the Airbnb. Sie hat ihr Handy im Airbnb gelassen. So, lassen and verlassen can both mean to leave. However, verlassen is used when we leave someone or when we leave a place. Sabine hat ihren Mann verlassen. Sabine left her husband. They separated. Ich habe das Haus um 7 Uhr verlassen. I left the house at 7 a.m. When you leave something or someone somewhere, we use lassen. Sabine ist mit dem Bus gefahren. Sie hat ihr Auto in der Garage gelassen. Lassen, with the meaning of to leave something or someone somewhere, is often used with the verbs stehen, liegen, sitzen. Olivia hat das Handy im Airbnb liegen lassen. Sabine hat das Auto in der Garage stehen lassen. Ich habe meine Freundin beim Friseur sitzen lassen und bin allein ins Café gegangen. This is present perfect, but we have two infinitives. However, when native speakers speak, we often say gelassen. So, infinitive and gelassen. But the correct grammar is two infinitives. I've just checked it. I've just had a look. But I also say sentences like these. Olivia hat das Handy im Airbnb liegen gelassen. Sabine hat das Auto in der Garage stehen gelassen. Ich habe meine Freundin beim Friseur sitzen gelassen. Another common thing we do is omitting the first infinitive. When we do that, we must say gelassen, because the first infinitive is gone. There's no combination of two infinitives anymore. We have a normal present perfect. Olivia hat das Handy im Airbnb gelassen. Sabine hat das Auto in der Garage gelassen. Ich habe meine Freundin beim Friseur gelassen. So here it simply doesn't matter if we left the object or the person in a lying, standing or sitting position. Well, I hope this was helpful, although it was a bit complicated for the A2 level. But not all of you are A2, I could hear that. If you are a real A2 and feel overwhelmed now, please just focus on how to use in der Nähe and in der Nähe von correctly.